I'm taking a long drink of cold water from one of several dozen bottled water brands arrayed in front of me. All of these brands purport to offer purified drinking water. And Sam Breaux of the Central States Bottled Water Association says that's what consumers get.
In all cases, it's not tap water. It's either spring water that's been filtered and ozonated, or it's purified water that is pure.
What makes it pure? Bottlers say the water undergoes a process known as reverse osmosis. That means it's put through carbon and micron filters to separate out impurities along with chlorine that can cause a bad taste. The water is then ozonated, shot through with ozone to kill bacteria, viruses, spores, and eliminate some chemical residue that may be present. Bottle labels say the water comes from springs in such places as Rock Springs, Wisconsin, Bloomfield, Indiana, Urbana, Ohio, and Stanfield, Michigan. But what the labels don't tell you is that most bottled water starts out as ordinary tap water.
Some of them, it's a large warehouse with a well that's getting water from a deep spring, and they deliver water in large packages. And the quality could be very good, and in some cases it may not be.
That's William Perry, a biologist at Illinois State University, who has worked on public water projects around the globe. According to the Food and Water Watch advocacy group, about half of all bottled water originates as ordinary tap water from municipal or other public sources. That's led some clean water advocates to label many bottled water brands, quote, glorified tap water. Breaux of the Bottled Water Association says it's an unfair characterization.
By the time it gets into the bottle, it really bears very little resemblance to the tap water that it began as.
Consumers pay a premium for those extra processes. According to Food and Water Watch, it's anywhere from 89 cents to $8.29 a gallon, depending on where the water comes from and how it's been processed and packaged.
You know, they're paying for the package and for convenience, but also only about 5% of the tap water is drunk. Most of the tap water is used, you know, for washing and for industrial needs. 100% of the water our industry produces is drunk.
Really, what you buy is just what tastes good to you. None of these things are any better than the others. There's been no studies that have shown particular health benefits.
That's geologist Catherine O'Reilly, who oversees a water research laboratory at ISU.
In contrast to tap water, bottled water is not more pure, it's not better for your health, and it's not safer.
Her lab has done comparative tests of the contents of bottled water versus tap water and found no significant difference.
For the most part, your bottled water is somebody else's tap water. So really, all bottled water is water being brought from somewhere else and being brought to your community. And so there's added costs of that. And a lot of those costs are things like transportation, you know, the construction of that plastic to make the bottle. So if you wanted to be very environmentally conscious about this, what you'd want to do is be drink local. Just drink your tap water.
The two types of water, however, are regulated differently. Perry, the ISU biologist, says what comes out of your tap is regulated by the Environmental Protection Agency.
What's interesting about bottled water, from what I know, is that EPA doesn't regulate the quality of water in it. So what you're drinking might be open to some regulation, but not near as much as you might expect from tap water. And tap water is often cleaner than what you get in some bottled water.
Bottled water falls under the jurisdiction of the Food and Drug Administration. But that's only if water is distributed across state lines. Otherwise, it's up to each state to set regulations. Not all states have set standards. The National Resources Defense Council estimates about 60-70% of bottled water goes unregulated. Breaux says that doesn't mean it's less safe than federally regulated tap water.
At minimum, it has to pass the same set of standards that are set forth by the EPA for tap water.